Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We begin today with Donald Trump's inauguration as the country's 45th president. And that's happening tomorrow. We'll also look at some of the different perspectives about what's going to be happening. And this Saturday, more than 60,000 people have registered to join the Boston Women's March for America on Boston Common. It's one of about 600 marches planned around the country, all in solidarity with the Women's March on Washington, D.C. Among those scheduled to speak at the Boston March are Senator Elizabeth Warren, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, and State Attorney General Maura Healey, who joins us now. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Deborah.
So why speak at the Women's March for America on Boston Common tomorrow?
Well, it's really important to me to be there. It's going to be, I think, a terrific day, a terrific turnout. It's just wonderful to see so many women and men come together at this time and in this moment. You know, there is a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of uncertainty. And I think what I hear and sense and feel across this state is a lot of energy. People are energized, and they want an opportunity to speak out, to act, to get involved, and Saturday is a great way to do just that.
Are there specific goals or objectives here?
I think part of this is about providing an opportunity for people to come together and speak with one voice, that there are certain things that going forward as a state, going forward as a nation, we're committed to. We want access to health care. We want access to reproductive rights. This is a new administration and a president-elect who's made all sorts of statements and promises that are, on one hand, unconstitutional or unlawful or counter to a lot of the gains made and the progress made here in Massachusetts. And a lot of people are really upset about that, and I understand that. I think it's now more important than ever that people come together, that they exercise their right to speak out and to gather and to stand in solidarity and to stand for this purpose of community. And there's a lot of strength in community and strength in unity. And I'm really excited and looking forward to Saturday. And I think what it reflects is how energized and galvanized so many people are as a result of the election and their desire to get involved with their community. Well, I've been doing these town halls around the state, and no matter where I go, I'm seeing crowds and folks come out in numbers that I never could have anticipated. And I think people want to act, they want to get involved, and there are a lot of ways that people can get involved in their communities, in their state, nationally, on matters of policy and on matters of interest. And Saturday is a great opportunity for people to come together. There'll be a great number of people we're expecting in Boston. Right now, it's probably going to be the largest women's march outside of Washington, D.C. And again, I think that just reflects the energy in what we have going on here in Massachusetts.
Would you say it's explicitly an anti-Donald Trump demonstration?
Well, there's no doubt that for many of us, a lot of what Donald Trump stands for, a lot of the policies that he promotes, a lot of his values, as reflected most recently in who he's nominated to serve in really important cabinet positions, are things that are counter to what I believe in and counter to what a lot of folks here in Massachusetts believe in. At least we have a number of concerns. And so on the one hand, I think it is an opportunity to reaffirm a commitment to values and principles and policies that we've fought hard for in Massachusetts, and we don't want to see us go backwards. So it is an opportunity to reaffirm that commitment. It's also, though, an opportunity to come together and be energized and commit, again, as a community, to the work that we're going to need to do here in Massachusetts to make sure that going forward we're protecting people, that we're fighting for and ensuring access to health care, that we're going to have access to reproductive rights, that we're going to take care of immigrant communities, that we're going to stand up for civil rights, and we're going to fight for an economy that really is a democracy. There are people, and far too many people across the state, who are hurting, and we need to make sure that their voices are heard. We also need to make sure that we work hard to fight for good policies when it comes to jobs and the economy and health care and the like. And I think that Saturday is an opportunity for people to come together and express themselves and march in solidarity.
Some people say that this massive protest, the day after the inauguration, is disrespectful to the new administration and not giving it a chance. What do you say to those folks?
Well, tell me who Donald Trump has respected so far in the last 18 months, in the last 2 years.
Well, someone could say take the high road, right?
You know, this is about taking the high road, and this is about making clear that we're going to continue to fight for values and principles and policies that have made us successful here in Massachusetts, and policies that are working for families across this country. And it's time for folks to come together. I think it's wonderful that people are speaking up and speaking out. I think we're going to see more of that in the weeks and the months and the years ahead. And again, some of this reflects what I believe is absolutely justified fear, concern, uncertainty, and frankly, real disappointment and hurt as a result of things that Donald Trump has said and done. We absolutely will move on as a nation, the president-elect will be sworn in tomorrow. But that doesn't mean that we don't continue to fight for and to work for and support certain policies and certain principles and stand up for certain values. And I think that most Americans and most people in Massachusetts, they don't want to see Roe versus Wade reversed. They don't want climate change denied. They don't want people to lose access to health care. And they want to make sure that we don't roll back on some of the important reforms that were put in place to deal with Wall Street abuses. And, unfortunately, Donald Trump and some of his cabinet nominees may want to go in those directions. But I think all the more important for people in Massachusetts and across this country to take the opportunity to come out and be clear about the policies and the principles they're going to fight for and support. So I look forward to seeing men and women and children and folks of all ages on Saturday. I think it'll be a great event. We're going to kick off at 11 at the Boston Common and invite everybody on down.
I did read certain comments on social media about folks participating, and there are some critics, some who say that the movement itself here is divided, different viewpoints among some of the women who are either participating or are not participating. But also I heard one critic say, this is predominantly a lot of liberal middle class and upper middle class white women who were not satisfied with the outcome of the election. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I think come Saturday and see what you see. I mean, I think I'm hearing from people from all walks of life, all races, ethnicities, religions, socioeconomic levels, frankly, even political parties who want to come out, bring their kids, bring their families. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we're a democracy, and in that spirit, people are welcome to and should share views on any number of things, and to the extent there's commentary or opinion about the march, that's to be welcomed. But I think what's really important here is that there is no doubt there is a strong consensus that turning out and showing up and gathering is a good thing. I think it's a good thing for our democracy, and I think it's a wonderful act of civic engagement. And I think that's what we really see right now. A lot of people want to get involved. And, the more people who get involved in their communities, the better off we're going to be. The better off we're going to be as a state, the better off we're going to be as a country. So I think we should really see this as a real positive and embrace that. And I've heard nothing and felt nothing but good vibes going into this event on Saturday.
All right. Well, let's hope it's warm as well for everyone's sake.
That would be nice.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, she'll be speaking at tomorrow's Boston Women's March for America on Boston Common. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.